guys, I'm coming off of like, I have like a bitch mode hangover. Yesterday could have been, Lily, you've got to just like calm down. I love you so much, but whatever's happening, just like move off. So yesterday was a fucking bitch. My Wi-Fi would not work. I couldn't get it to work. I spent 2 hours on the phone with the internet person walking me through it. The phone call drops. I call Jessica because I don't know how to live without her. And she then links me with somebody else. Keep in mind, at this point, I've spoken to two different people, Geek Squad and the person who like knows how to reboot your internet. Mm-hmm. Both of the calls drop and they got me far. And I was like, I need to get back to who I was talking to. They're like, okay, it'll take about 5 minutes. I wait for 5 minutes. The music is still playing. That's when I call Jess. Jess has the guy on the phone. He's like, what? Where? This is his voice. Okay, so we're going to get you started. All you're going to do is unplug the modem. You're going to unplug the mesh device. You're going to wait for 1 minute. And I'm like, no, I did this already.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, we're just going to log on to our computer and you're going to type in this code. I'm like, I did this already. It didn't work.
And this is like 3 hours. So just a quick, for me, I just have had a cold. I don't know. It's cold, allergies, something. But my head was killing me yesterday. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to work from home. And so that's why Lala had called me. And I wasn't in.
Correct.
Yes.
I left that part out.
But it had been 3 hours or two or three hours that Lala had been working on it before she called me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So we're on the phone with this guy for however long. And then he tells me, because I'm like, it's blinking blue. And he's like, okay, great. And I was like, it's back to red again. And he goes, okay, so all we're going to do is have you, and he tells me what to do. I said, you're not understanding. I did this already. Mm-hmm. And he still keeps telling me what to do. I fucking hung up the phone. I said, Jessica, I'm not spending another fucking second on that phone. Find someone to come fix this motherfucking shit. I'm sorry. Yesterday was the worst day.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. No. And then, and I mean, hey, you can tell them what happened yesterday, which is why we're recording this episode today. Go ahead. Tell them.
Well, first, let me share this part, because let me share the sequence of events. Okay. All right. The night before, I close my bedroom door to make or my bathroom door to make sure light doesn't come into my bedroom in the morning. It suddenly locks behind me. I pee probably 7 times in the middle of the night. So okay. Now, if I have to use the bathroom, I have to go all the way down 2 sets of stairs. Mm-hmm. That are very narrow to get to the fucking bathroom. Okay. So that's where it started. Okay. The next day, the Wi-Fi shit happens. Mm-hmm. But yesterday morning, I take Ocean to the pediatrician. There's this woman who is sitting in one of the spots with her lights on. So my mother politely asks her if she could like back out of the space so that I can park, because it's a building with multiple businesses. Each little space is designated to someone, and I don't want to be that asshole that mm-hmm. parks in a spot for yoga when I ain't doing yoga.
Yeah.
And it says that I could get towed. Mm-hmm. I'm not risking it. This woman clearly was not very kind. So I asked my mom, I'm like, what is she doing? Is she moving? My mom says, I don't know. She's a bitch. So I throw the car in park. I have my mom get in. I get out. I go up to the woman's window. I was like, hey, can you back up out of this space? She rolls her window down. I have an hour and a half drive. I need to figure out where I'm going. And I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
But could you back out so that I can pull in? Mm-hmm. And then you can figure out where you're going.
Yeah.
That is so unsafe to do with a baby. I said, not really. I pulled a Luann. Not really. I'm not asking you to drive while typing it in. I'm asking you to back up, park elsewhere.
Right.
And then put in the address.
Or park on the side of the road. I do it all the time. Oh, shit. I've got to look up an address. I pull over.
Yeah.
You're in the car. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Keep in mind what she said to my mom was, I'm not ready to leave. Stop. And then rolled up her window.
Oh,
okay. So
God.
That's what she said, because that's important to this story.
Okay.
She then says to me, do you have a baby? I go, no, I'm coming to the pediatrician for my own checkup. Yes, I have a baby, you fucking moron. Do I need this spot?
Yeah.
Got an appointment.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what?
She then says something to me and I said, you're a fucking bitch.
You said that.
I said that. I'm never innocent, Jessica. I'm never innocent. I'm innocent until you don't come correct. Then I'm not so innocent anymore. You come correct, I'll come correct.
Yeah.
She tries to get out of her car.
No.
Oh, angry. Angry fucking Spice. This episode is going to be the F word podcast.
Okay.
Because it just, I'm so traumatized by yesterday.
Yeah.
That, and because of the news that you just delivered to me.
Yeah.
All right. So the whole reason we're doing this podcast right now is because I had Katie come over yesterday to record a podcast. It was fabulous. It was the only great part of my day. One of the best podcasts I think I've ever recorded. And Katie was awesome. And it didn't fucking record.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So this day starting off is a real shit banker as well. I'm so annoyed.
I know.
So I tell her she's a fucking bitch. She gets out of her car. I go, you're getting out of your car. What? You're going to beat me up in the pediatrician parking lot?
No.
And she gets back in her car because I think she realized, like, she was saying it's unsafe for her baby, for her to, like, type in directions, but yet she's going to kick my ass in front of her baby,
and
which
leave her
she
baby
would.
In a car that's probably on. Like, what is she doing?
No, okay. She was a bulky bitch. There was no way I was getting out of that without a scrape. I'm like, yo, bitch, I'm running before, you know?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I looked at her. I was like, that hour drive is like... I hope that you drive safely, because she was so enraged.
She was.
But yes, I was like, I'm like in fear. I don't think I stay in the spot.
Yeah.
For as long as you, I'm worried for your baby because you're like enraged. She was so mad.
So she started to get out and then she got back
in. She wanted to kick my ass.
Oh, in a pediatrician party. What's your mom doing during, just watching it?
My mom goes, Lauren, she's not worth it. And she goes, your person just cursed at me. I was like, get the fuck over it. I didn't say that.
No.
I was like, whatever. So I get in the car.
Okay.
I park somewhere. As I park and get my baby out, here comes...
Oh, no. Shatty pants.
Pulling out. So I have my baby now. I've, like, regained composure. Baby on the hip. We're happy. We're happy. Rainbows and butterflies. Mama didn't just call someone a fucking bitch. It's all good, you know? But my mother, the savage she is, stands right in front of her car.
No, she doesn't.
And she throws her hands up. My mom gets on her phone and goes, I'm not ready to leave.
No, she didn't.
I was like, Mom.
Lisa.
11 o'clock appointment. We gotta go.
First off, iconic duo.
Yeah.
The lady messed with the wrong one. Lisa, I would have paid to see that. I would have paid, listen, I'm frugal right now, but I would have paid $100 to see that. Oh my God.
Then she flipped my mom off, almost ran over her foot.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. My mom's like, did you see that? She almost ran over my foot. I was like, but she didn't. Let's go.
The weather is getting warmer. Summer is coming, finally. And you know what that means? It's time to put all of the jackets and all the sweaters in the back of the closet and pull out all of your shorts and tees. And I know you all want some new looks for the warm summer sunshine, and you don't want to break the bank in the process. I get it. We want to ball on a budget. So do what I did and shop Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic year after year. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. I did just get myself a fabulous cashmere tee in cream. It is so soft and yummy. It's probably just as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got for Palm Springs. We absolutely love those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Moving on. So then that was your morning, yesterday morning, Monday. We're being realistic with the timeline. So that was your morning.
Yeah.
Started off on a wild note.
But then you told me that, Amanda Hirsch, not skinny but not fat, was posting about what a shithole of a day it was.
It was yesterday. She said something like on her stories, I feel like being a bitch to everyone and ripping people's faces off or something to that tone. Like she was just not in a good mood. She said, I feel like talking shit about everyone.
Mm.
And then people were responding. I saw her kind of reposting like something's going on with the universe yesterday.
Something was going on with the universe because Jessica then comes to my house this morning to fix the Wi-Fi. And she's like, the blue light is on. I think the Wi-Fi is working. I was like, nope, did it all day yesterday. Watch. And I like get on the TV, click Hulu, and it's like, or no, Netflix. And it's like, what would you like to watch? Seinfeld? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Because I came here at 9 and I wasn't supposed to. Well, I was coming here at 9. We have a call at 10. And I was like, oh, that gives me time to fix the Wi-Fi. But here's the great thing, Lala.
Tell me.
I come here at 9. The Wi-Fi's working. And then we realize you didn't record. Well, it didn't record you and Katie yesterday. So now we have time to record this. And all is good in the world.
There we go. There's a silver lining. Yeah. On top of the fact, I realize it's the 21st and I missed my older brother's birthday. I didn't even say one fucking word to him.
Which one?
Brandon.
Oh, you only have one older brother, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Brandon, today or
no,
yesterday?
No, it was on the 15th.
Oh, it was.
He was like, it's fine, Lot. And he's just like my dad. We're like, nothing is a big deal, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
And I know his wife's going to rip my head off, but that's okay. I'm prepared. I've known her since I was a kid.
You have?
I'm prepared for the wrath, and I deserve it. But I was like, there's no reason why I should have missed your birthday. Like, you've been my brother for 31 years. Like, I know when your fucking birthday is.
I've missed birthdays. I miss my best friend's birthday. And I would wish her happy birthday at midnight on September 2nd, because her birthday's September 3rd. Every year. And then one year it was like September 5th and I lost it. Sometimes your mind just can only hold so many things.
Yeah.
And it just, people have missed my birthday. Like, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. It is like whatever. But
yeah, you've got a lot on your plate. On a happy, happy note, your hair looks fantastic.
Thanks, Jess.
She got it highlighted by one and only Bradley.
And guess what? I was talking to him about the bangs. I was like, do we cut them? And he was like, guess what? You already have the tiny little, like, because you know how she has like those cute little, you throw these little guys into a little roller.
Are we talking about Marilyn Monroe? Anderson.
Pam Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
We could totally do Pam Anderson without really chopping bangs. Like, I have little pieces. Well, some call them baby hairs. I call them broken.
I see them. You're pulling them out. I see them. How weird is it that I was listening to a podcast yesterday and the guy said, I think every boyfriend or partner or husband's job is to make sure their partner doesn't, if it's a woman, doesn't get bangs. Because every woman always has this like moment in her life where she goes, I'm getting bangs. And it's, he's like, and it always, they always regret it. He's like, I had multiple girlfriends who said that. And then weeks later, they're like, fuck these bangs. And they're like flipping them back. He's like, so if you're a partner of a woman who wants to get bangs, it's your job to make sure she doesn't get bangs.
Don't let her get bangs.
So Bradley, thank you.
That is amazing.
I know.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Also, last thing, since we're on the bangs thing.
Yeah.
And the show, I Love That For You. Have you watched it yet?
It's called I Love That For You.
You auditioned for it. And I saw.
Oh, who got the bangs? Who got the role?
A woman who is not at all like you. So that's always a compliment because you're like, oh, no, I wouldn't have even, like, it's someone completely different. So she's just completely
different. I bet that they had a bunch of people that auditioned and they were like, who, just like, who embodies the character of like everything that we think.
Right. And it was about bangs. Remember you auditioned for it and it was about bangs. And I saw the part super quick, super, but I was like, oh my God, that could have been Lala.
Damn it. And I thought I did okay in that audition. You did great. Like, I thought it was really funny.
You did great. It's completely different vibe. And that's, if my friends have auditioned for something and I help them tape and then I see it on a show and it's not at all what they were giving, it's almost like, oh, that's good. So they weren't even like looking for that. They saw something completely different. If it's close to what my friend gave, then it's more like a, oh, that's a bummer. You were like really close to getting that and you didn't because you kind of gave the same performance. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Anyway, totally.
So bangs.
Yeah. So that was my Monday. My Sunday, Father's Day, was freaking awesome. We went to Jackson Brittany's house. Did you do anything for Father's Day?
No, because I just had it. I wasn't feeling great. I just have like allergies or a cold. And so I just like chilled.
I love it.
Yeah. So what did you, so you went to Jackson Brittany's. Why? Did they have a party?
They had like a little barbecue.
Okay.
They're great at barbecuing. And it was, they're like bomb at it.
They're great at barbecuing. Do they both barbecue or is it Jax?
Both of them.
Really?
Yeah. But it was so funny because Jax was like the one that was doing all the work.
He was?
Yeah. And it was awesome. He loves doing that. He's like the house husband that like dicks around the house.
He does.
Yeah. And I don't mean house husband as like an insult. I mean a husband who owns a home.
Right. Let me tell you, I've never seen someone mow a lawn faster than Jax Taylor the morning of Ocean Kent's birthday.
Yeah.
He was zooming around that lawn and I was like, whoa. He was like jogging. No, and I was like, damn,
best
Jax.
Homeowner ever.
Yeah.
They both are.
Yeah.
Like you walk into their house and you're like, this is where I want to live. This is adulting as fuck.
Yeah.
Everything has its place.
Yes.
Very organized. The backyard is pristine. The front yard is pristine. The man cave is awesome. It's just like they're great homeowners. Mm-hmm. But it's so cute to see. There, right now, there is no better feeling than seeing Ocean interact with like her little baby friends.
I saw some content on your stories and I was...
Yes.
And she swam.
Yes.
So she's playing with her baby friends. Do you, because I was a biter when I was little, so that's why I'm asking, is there any like hitting or biting?
So that's what's so crazy. They all went through the biting stage together. So it was myself and my mom and Ocean, and then like Kristen Doty came, Zach Wickham, Jared.
Sheena and Brock, I saw that.
Brock and Sheena and her parents in Summer. So it was Ocean, Cruz, and Summer. They all went through the biting phase at the same time. Now they're all hitting each other and hitting us, you know?
I know.
So they're all going through the same stage. And now they're all walking because what happens with kids, and you'll see this if you have kids with your friends, even just like a month or two difference, it feels like an eternity. Mm-hmm. Because when your kid's walking or someone else's kid is walking and your kid is still crawling, like it's like, let's go to the park. Well, what fun is the park? My baby's not walking yet.
Right.
No, like it's, but then once they all start walking, they're going to be the same age forever.
Right.
Yes.
That's so cute. So they get along. You said they're hitting now, but I saw in like the content they were like playing together. So is it just moments of maybe hitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just little moments. And they love hitting us. I'm like, what is this, a left pen? I don't know.
I know.
A little rough.
I know. I will hold Ocean, you guys, and she'll go to like there. And I swear she does it out of love or being silly, because it's only once in a while, but she gets this big smile on her face. And then I see the hand go back.
Yeah.
And I'm like a pushover. So I know what she's doing. And I like, I should be more like, no. But if Lala sees it, she goes, oh, shit, no. Oh, okay. Nope. Can't do that. Got to put her down.
Yep.
Put her down. Like, no. Set her down.
Set her down. Yeah. You have to be put down. You can't be hitting people like that.
I need to, because I'm a pushover. But they looked super cute. And I saw Ocean swimming.
Yes.
Was Brock like holding her in the pool? Because
yes,
I saw that.
So cute. She's a little water baby. She's been that way since the first time I put her in the pool. Wants to like dunk her head in. That's how she used to take baths. She was like always wanting her head under the water. And
wait,
like,
she goes under or no?
She can like put her face. She'll put her face in. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I know. Oh.
Summer Moon goes full, submerges fully.
Just holds her breath and goes under.
Yes.
That is wild. I was forced and it was traumatic by my mom when I was like 4, because I had never gone under. And she was like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And I was like, no. Dumped me. And I was like, no. Thanks, mom.
I can picture little Jasmine.
I was screaming, no. And then just boop, screaming underwater. And then dramatic coughing after, like I was drowning. Drowning. Anyway, I'm glad Ocean and Summer Moon do that.
Yeah, we had the best time. The burgers were 5-star. Just everything was great.
The barbecue was great. Speaking of Summer Moon, I saw, is Sheena launching a lash line today?
It launches, yeah. Can you believe it? I know.
I saw lashes named like Summer and Moon or something like that. And I was like, obviously Sheena's the one to launch a lash line and I'm buying them all.
Yeah, she has Summer, Moon, and Honey.
Cute.
I was actually a part of the picking process.
Oh my
God. I know. I got to help her choose like which styles. And I told her, these are the ones that I like, but this is your line.
Yeah.
So you, because she has those like big, beautiful eyes where she can handle
the
pretty much
ones.
Any kind of lash.
Right.
I can't. I look like a drunk puppet.
Right.
Like one of those dolls where they close their eyes. And,
it's like,
that's what I start looking like.
Yes.
So I just gave her my input of like what was working best on my kind of eye.
Okay.
Who knows if she took that or not. But
they
I
look
do know
gorgeous.
That all the styles are amazing.
What is it called, the brand?
Viva Verano, which means long live summer.
Oh my God.
I know.
So cute.
It's fantastic. The name's fantastic.
Yeah.
The packaging is amazing. Everything's great. She did her photo shoot here.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad
I'm
this
proud
comes
of
out
her.
Tomorrow yeah. because I'm going to buy some today, hoping they don't sell out. But they're beautiful.
They're beautiful.
That's great.
So I have 2 game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Do we have any voicemails, Jess?
We do. We have some voicemails.
Hey, Lala. My name's Tori. I love the pod. I've been a fan since day one. I'm calling because I actually met my now husband on Tinder like 7 years ago before it was as kind of bad as it is now. But we met on Tinder, talked for a little while, like a few months before I actually met him in person. I met him in person and things just happened like so quick and crazy. I ended up getting pregnant like a few months later. I think everything happens for a reason. Now 7 years later, we have two kids, one on the way, and we've been married for actually newlyweds a few months now, but took a little bit. But yeah, happy endings do come sometimes from dating apps. So don't keep it completely closed off because you never know. You might end up marrying someone that you swipe right on. Thanks. Talk to you guys later. Can't wait to listen. Bye.
You know what? I'm like, yes, it makes me very hopeful that so many people are like meeting their lovers on, what are they called? Dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Tinder, Bumble, Match.com. Like, amazing. I'm not there yet.
Right.
I don't necessarily think that, I feel like I'm on repeater mode. Like every time we talk about it, I'm like, I'm not there yet. I have nothing to offer someone. It's like a broken record.
Right.
But for real, like, it's not that I am opposed to dating apps. Like, yeah, I probably need, so many people have said that they've met their partners on dating apps. But for me, it's like, why even like entertain the idea of getting on a dating app when like, I'm not trying to date.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So what's the point?
What's the point?
And it's not like you have all this time. Like, you're a busy person. So I think I have a lot of friends who are like, well, I'm just bored and it's fun to, like, flirt. And I'm like, yeah, if you have the time. But if you don't have the time, like, why would you get on them?
Well, and also, like, even when you start, like, dating, which I went on multiple dates with this person. I didn't think they were dates. I thought they were, like, hey, let's be friends and go grab a bite.
Yeah.
And then you start, you know, sinking into this, like, pattern of, not even a pattern. It's like, want to hang out with me and my friends. Or I'm going to, like, try to hold your hand. And I immediately shut down. I was like, nerp.
Right.
Nope, 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 nope. I don't want it at all.
Don't touch me right now.
Don't touch me. I don't want to kick it with your friends. If I want to kick it with friends, I'm going to kick it with my own friends. I just, that for me was like a real like wake up call where it was like, no, you have no desire.
I'm not ready right now.
No.
That was great though. You were open and you went on some dates. And I mean, people on the podcast have heard.
I was sitting there closing my eyes going like this. How do I teleport out of here? Make it fucking work.
Don't you wish?
I was like, I want to teleport into Ocean's Nursery immediately.
That is like, that's why I never drive. I never don't drive. If I can drive somewhere, I don't care how far it is. Let me tell you, I'm driving because I never ride with friends. Don't want to be stuck. Don't want to be waiting on an Uber. When my social battery runs out, the end. I'm out.
Yeah.
So I don't, whatever. It's a whole different thing. But that's like, if I'm somewhere and I'm like, good for you for hanging in there. Because if I'm somewhere and I go, I don't want to be here anymore, you'll blink and then I'll be gone.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. So. And, you know, I met this guy who I went on a few dates with just like out and about at a friend's house. She was like I had seen him at like little social fucking gatherings and then a more intimate setting at my friend's house. And I was like, oh, he kind of fine. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I thought we shared the same friends. Why are you taking me with these clowns?
Right.
I don't know them.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. And I don't want to... Maybe if you were in a different space, you'd be like, sure, I want to go out and meet new people, but you're not. You're in like... To me, I feel like right now in your life, any comfortable, safe space you can be in, you're going to take it.
Right.
Your friends, your family, your house, like... Your people.
Right. And I have a small, small circle of friends. Like, I don't have certain pockets of friends.
Yeah.
My friend group is, this is what it is.
Right.
And we don't, like, so when you're, but most people aren't like that. They're like, these are my friends for this. I have this group of friends.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore. I've gotten rid of a lot of people.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, you're talking to someone who's like, I've got my New York friends and my Nashville friends and then like two LA friends and that's it. So you're talking to someone who's like, I don't really get it.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Hmm.
I'll spill a little tea on this podcast.
Yes.
A lot of tea.
Okay.
So at Jackson Brittany's, Jax tells me that Schwartz wants to come over to the house. Mm-hmm. He was like, is that okay? I'm like, it's your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can have whoever you want over. I was like, I'm not going to be very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Hope you guys don't feel awkward, but I'm going to be a bitch. And he was like, I know, but he's like, you know, he's like at home and he's depressed right now and he's like having a really hard time. And I go, wrong fucking audience.
Yeah, not your problem.
You think I give a shit? And he's sad and he's having a really hard time. I don't give a fuck. I'll trade you. Let's trade.
Yeah.
Let's fucking trade.
Yeah.
And let's not pretend like you didn't do this to yourself, Schwartz.
Right. Wrong audience.
I'm the wrong audience member. So then he kept calling and he was like, if I can, is the coast clear? And Jack's going to be like, no, it's not.
Meaning, are you gone?
Yeah.
Wait, was Katie there or no?
No, Katie wasn't there.
Okay. Oh my God. Is he in the house? Schwartz, or did he move out?
No, they all moved out.
Okay.
They all, as if there were 20 of them. Katie and Schwartz both moved out. I made it very fucking clear to everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. There's my little piece of tea. If you want to come to me and talk about your hard, sad little life, wrong audience.
Yeah.
Buck up, bitch.
Buck up, bitch. It's very interesting because if you would have come to me and said, I'm beefing with someone from my Vanderpump crew, who do you think it is? Last person. I would probably guess like Katie before Schwartz. Just
yeah, totally.
Yeah. He's just the last person I would think. But since I kind of know everything that happened, I think it's...
Can I tell you something, though? I don't feel like we are beefing.
What do you think?
I think it's you... You've shown to me what type of person you are, which, by the way, he's not a bad person, but, like, at this point in my life, you come correct, or I want nothing to do with you. Beefing to me is, like, you're going toes, and there's going to be resolution in the end. There is no resolution. I don't want you fucking near me.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does he want to be your friend? Is that the vibe you're getting? Or is he just done with you too? Is he like, okay,
no, I think Schwartzy's very sweet. And I don't think he has any sort of feeling. I think, honestly, if someone were to ask him, he would still say, I have love for Lala, because he's just so, he's sweet.
Yeah.
But I can't have people around me. You can be the sweetest pie. And I'm telling you what, if you maneuver a certain way, you're a fucking liability.
Yeah. It's just not. What does Katie think about it?
Katie's fine. Like she said, Lala made everything very clear. If you didn't understand it, like, no one can help you. It was like very clear.
Yeah.
Hi, Lala. It's Atishi from Atlanta. I think I thought of a possible tagline for you if you were a Bravo housewife. You could say, I don't give anyone grief. I just give them Lala. What do you think? Love you.
I kind of love it.
I love that.
I think it's really cute.
I like that a lot.
I really love it.
It's funny. People always ask you about your housewife tagline and you're always like, I don't know. And I think this is because I've heard people suggest some that really aren't you. And I feel like this is the closest.
Well, if let's just say we had taglines for Vanderpump and like the stage I'm in life, I would say I never give anyone second chances, but I always give them Lala.
Oh my God, I love that.
Because it's like, no. Right?
That's great. Have you been thinking about that?
No, I just came up with it. Because I could literally be like, I never give anyone second chances, but I always give them Lala. Bum, bum, bum. She a bad bitch. She a bad bitch. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. If you have children, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast with them in the car anyway. But this episode, you really shouldn't have them listening because mommy cursed a lot. All right, you guys have the best day ever, and I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.